tell you this. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm no better than you are. We're all sinners. We sin with our words, our deeds, and our motives. We have sins of omission where we don't do good. We have sins of commission where we do bad. We're all sinners. The question then is, how does God feel about our sin? How does God feel about your sin? How does God feel about my sin? He feels very angry. Say, no. God loves a sinner and he hates the sin. That's what it says on my bumper sticker. That's what it says on my t-shirt. It must be true. They wouldn't put it on a t-shirt unless it were true. Do you know who came up with that slogan? The Hindu, Mahatma Gandhi. It's nowhere in your Bible. It's not on the lips of Jesus. You will see verses like Psalm 5:5, which declares, God hates all who do evil. God hates evildoers. We sin, God hates us. So you say, no. God loves us, he hates what we do. We do what we are. We do what we are. Out of our heart, out of our center, out of our nature comes our life. Good trees, Jesus says, produce good fruit. Bad trees produce good fruit. You can't say, that's a good tree, just has bad fruit. Some of you have this lingering myth that you're a good person who does bad things. If you're a good person, well, why do you do bad things? Say, I'm an apple tree. Do you make any apples? No, I make oranges. Guess what you are? You're an orange tree. And some people think, well, I'm good in here and I'm bad out there. No. What you do out here is a reflection, an echo, a result of what you are in here. A sinner by nature who then has sin in your life. You're not deep down a really good person. You're deep down a really, really, really bad person. And the fact you don't know that proves my point. And you're a sinner and I'm a sinner and there is a sense in which God loves us, to be sure. But God is also angry at our sin and he must be angry at our sin. And if he's not angry with our sin, then he's not a good God, a holy God, a just God, or a loving God. Because when someone hurts us, we want God to say, that was wrong. Yet when we do evil to someone else, we want God to say, that's not a problem. We're all hypocrites. We all want to receive mercy and give justice. And so God has us to contend with. And Jesus comes to the earth knowing that we're a sinner and that there is anger that is absolutely justified from God against us sinners. And what does Jesus do? He resists temptation in every way, lives perfectly and freely without sin. And like Nehemiah, he does something. He has God's heart and he has godly action. And Jesus Christ, friends, did the most unbelievable thing. I've been thinking about it since I was 19, and I still haven't gotten over it. Jesus Christ, God, went to the cross, took upon himself all of my sin, and he suffered, died, and was punished for my sin. And all of the angry wrath of God, which I absolutely, completely, and undeniably deserve, was propitiated, the Bible says, or diverted. It was taken from me and laid upon Jesus, and he was beaten and bloodied, and he suffered and died in my place for my sins. And so at the cross, we see that God is holy and righteous and good and loving and merciful and kind. And that God found a way not to change his character, not to deny his right emotions, but also not to sentence us to eternal damnation, but to provide for us a way of salvation. There is no one like Jesus. There is no religion that properly understands Jesus other than Christianity when rightly taught from the Bible. And what I love is that like Nehemiah, Jesus ended in prayer. And what did he pray? Father, he's dying. Father, forgive them. That's Jesus. And here is the good news. God need not be angry with any of you. That if you confess your sins to Jesus and place your faith in him, and his death and burial and resurrection is credited to you, there's this great exchange. He takes your sin and God's angry wrath, and he gives you his righteousness and God's unending love. That's the exchange.